I've been saying for years, and in fact, I was on The Daily Show about a year ago talking about cargo. There's no question that it can be done. I think the real question is the scale.
Obviously, Amazon's doing this because they want to sort of boost efficiency of their service. I mean, is this something they can roll out on a big scale and actually make efficient and quite, you know, effective for them?
Well, it won't be their only mode of delivery in the future. There's some just basic limitations. First of all, distance. I mean, they've even said that they can't really go more than 10 miles. And I would say, depending on the size of the aircraft, that's really going to limit how far they can go and the weather conditions, right? So these aircraft are not going to be good in high wind conditions, high gusty winds, and certainly not good in snow and sleet. And so there's definitely, they're not all-weather aircraft either, so there will be conditions in which these aircraft couldn't make deliveries. But, you know, they could actually do pretty well at night. In fact, they would be, that's probably when you would see a lot of this happen. They would be kind of like take the FedEx business model and do most of the deliveries at night, because that actually introduces a new layer of security.
Now, just talking about security, obviously, this is sort of the main concern here. Is the US ready to have such drones? I mean, what are the risks here in terms of security? And is the FAA likely to allow this to go ahead?
Well, I wouldn't confuse security with just a psychological readiness. I would say the U.S. market may not be ready for drone delivery, really more from a psychological aspect than any kind of security aspect. I suspect, actually, that we will see Amazon take this to a commercial market in other countries before it comes to the U.S., and that's primarily because of regulatory apathy. I mean, I think the FAA doesn't want this to happen, and they've been very slow to get UAVs introduced into the commercial market, even though there's been a congressional mandate to do so. So I think that we will get there in the United States, but I think other countries will get there ahead of us.
I mean, how many years away do you think we are from this in the U.S.?
From being really commercially viable, about 5 to 10. There's just a lot of little details that have to be worked out, and I think that you would see more of a gradual approach, then all of a sudden you'll see drones delivering packages to your doorstep. I suspect something like drones to a delivery safe place would happen first before they would transition to, to being able to deliver to any doorstep. But we'll see, because it's really anybody's guess right now, since the FAA has no regulations in place yet that would drive all this.
Is it a logical move?
Sure. If you actually think about the cost savings, I mean, first of all, you don't have to invest in all the ground transportation, which are the vehicles and the gas and the people and the delays. I mean, you really do cut out several middlemen by going straight from an Amazon warehouse to people who live nearby. So there's no question there's a business case to be made, and certainly customer loyalty and happiness with the product. You know, I would be so thrilled if I could have my product in minutes to hours instead of days, right? So I think there is a business case here, but like I said before, it would never be their only mode of delivery. It won't be their primary mode of delivery, certainly because of all the other limitations that go along with it.
Now, just very quickly, as a consumer yourself, does it surprise you that this has been announced in parallel with Cyber Monday?
Of course not. I'm so jealous that I didn't think about it first and make my own announcement. But, I think it's perfectly